One night in early March, Wayne and Sarah Taranoff walked into a room at the University of Alaska Southeast for an open enrollment session on the Affordable Care Act. They didn't come with high hopes.
Basically, just to see what the options were. I didn't think there would be any, and there wasn't.
And why was that?
Because we're in the bracket that got screwed.
We make too little.
Too little.
And they didn't expand the Medicaid.
The Taranoffs are self-employed.
We have our own business.
A little gift store downtown.
And they haven't had health insurance in decades. Wayne Taranoff has diabetes. One year, he said, they spent about 60% of their income on medical bills. But their gift shop doesn't bring in much money. If they tried to buy health insurance on their own, it would cost...
More than we make.
We only make about...
About $8,000
a year. About $8,000 a year. The store only makes enough to pay its electricity and its...
If we were open more,
phone bills
might do
and
better,
stuff.
But.
Under the Affordable Care Act, anyone who earns up to four times the federal poverty limit is eligible for tax credits and subsidies that cover the cost of insurance bought on the exchanges. In Alaska, that means an individual who makes more than about $14,500 and less than about $58,000 is likely eligible for some kind of help. But people like the Taranoffs, who make less than $14,000 a year, can't get subsidies. That's because when the law was originally written, everyone under the federal poverty limit was supposed to be covered by an expansion of Medicaid. In 2012, the Supreme Court upheld the Affordable Care Act in a landmark ruling. But, they ruled, the federal government couldn't force states to expand Medicaid. And in Alaska...
I believe a costly Medicaid expansion, especially on top of the broken Obamacare system, is a hot mess.
That's Governor Sean Parnell in November 2013 announcing that Alaska would not expand Medicaid. The way expansion was supposed to work is this. States would expand the pool of people eligible for Medicaid, covering not just families with kids and people with disabilities, but also low-income adults who don't have kids at home, like the Taranoffs. The federal government would cover the full cost of the expansion for the first 3 years and at least 90% of the cost after that. But Parnell argued that the federal government couldn't be trusted to keep its end of the bargain.
The decision comes down to this. Can states trust the federal government to not cut and run on its share of the cost?
Are you angry about that?
Yeah. I mean, I mixed emotions. I was totally against the health care thing the way they were doing it. And so in a way,
the Taranoffs said that they actually find the whole Affordable Care Act disappointing. They would have preferred a single-payer system like the one that Canada has. The idea of being forced to buy insurance bothers them.
We're being forced to pay private insurance companies.
Not us. We don't make enough.
The Taranoffs won't be forced to pay any penalty for remaining without insurance. They can fill out a hardship waiver. They'll simply remain as they were, uninsured and shouldering the cost of medical bills themselves. According to a state-funded study, about 43,000 Alaskans fall into the same category as the Taranoffs. Of those, about 17,000 are Alaska Native and qualify for tribal health benefits. The rest, if they want health coverage, will have to pay full cost.
This is going to give you the least out-of-pocket and the lowest deductible.
Meanwhile, at the enrollment event in Sitka, organizers estimated that out of the 25 or so people who came in to get help finding health insurance, 7 left empty-handed. They, too, fell into the Medicaid donut hole, which, for now, is a pretty uncomfortable place to be. In Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.